This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
skies of blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. This time I'm not giving out the phone number because I am doing a pre-recorded show. But I am going to be giving you all live information. I am, like I said, pre-recorded, but tons of information for this time of year. Now, we spent the first hour really discussing, you know, different things to be doing inside, outside. We touched on what we wanted to talk about as part of the show. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit in the next couple segments about the poinsettia.
Right.
Because it is, you know, a plant for Christmas time. It is a staple, if you will, during Christmas time. And it's, you know, there's National Poinsettia Day every December 12th. So, you know, it's coming up. Let's talk a little bit about it, right? Let's talk about some of the early parts of it. You know, the poinsettia is hundreds of years old. And you can go all the way back to the 14th century in Mexico. It has a long history of medicinal use. It was said that the milky white sap, called latex, could be used to reduce fever symptoms. It was very highly praised by the Aztec culture. And it was also used to create red and purple dyes for clothing and textiles. It's also said that Montezuma, the last of the Aztec emperors, was so captivated by the plant that he would have caravans of poinsettias shipped to the capital city because the plants could not grow at the high altitude. Pretty cool. Now this, the poinsettia, really didn't become established as a Christmas tradition until around the 17th century. And that was, you know, that journey began in a small town of Taxco del Alarcón, Mexico. And that's where the story of Pepita and the poinsettia comes in. You know, it's a pretty cool story. I enjoy it, and I'm going to read some of it for you. Now, this article comes from Wenke Greenhouses. I found it online. They're out of Michigan, Kalamazoo, actually. But it was one of the ones I've found in the past that has a pretty cool part of it, right? Has the story. But this legend of the poinsettia dates back centuries. And it's Christmas Eve in Mexico, when a little girl named Pepita had no gift to present to the Christ child at Christmas Eve services. So as Pepita walked slowly to the chapel with her cousin Pedro, her heart was filled with sadness rather than joy. I'm sure, Pepita, that even the most humble gift, if given in love, will be acceptable in his eyes, said Pedro consolingly. Not knowing what else to do, Pepita knelt by the roadside and gathered a handful of common weeds, fashioning them into a small bouquet. Looking at the scraggly bunch of weeds, she felt more sad and embarrassed than ever by the humbleness of her offering. She fought back tears as she entered the small village chapel. As she approached the altar, she remembered Pedro's kind words. Even the most humble gift, if given in love, will be accepted in his eyes. She felt her spirit lift as she knelt to lay the bouquet at the foot of the nativity scene. Suddenly, the bouquet of weeds burst into blooms of brilliant red, and all who saw them were certain that they had witnessed a Christmas miracle right before their eyes. From that day on, the bright red flowers were known as Flora de Noche Buena, flowers of the Holy Night, for they bloomed each year during Christmas season. We now refer to this plant as the poinsettia. That's a cool little story. It's a cool little legend, right? I mean, that is just so cool with something like that. It's heartwarming, right? It's cool. I love it. I love that story. Now, moving on to, you know, the namesake and what, how did this get the name? Because it is, and it was, literally considered a weed. Now, we know the definition of a weed is just a plant that you don't want in your yard. Or, you know, it, for lack of better wording, right? But this plant that was a weed now became this beautiful flower to someone, and so it's no longer a weed. So just remember that when you're thinking of weeds in the lawn or in the garden, right? Just because to somebody it's a weed doesn't necessarily mean it's a weed to you. Now, for years, people looked at clover as an issue. Clover is bad. I want it out of my lawn. That's a weed. And now you can buy all different types of clover to put in the lawn. Anyways, back to the story at hand, right? The story of how the poinsettia got its name. Right, there is a different name that it was called for years upon years, but I cannot say it for the life of me. I tried to practice it, no way, no how. I can spell it. It was spelled with a capital C U E T L A X O C H I T L. Not even gonna try it. But that's what it was called for years until I lost my place. I apologize. It was a man by the name of Joel Roberts Poinsett. He introduced it to the United States. He was a representative of the United States in Mexico, right? And he was the one who, he was the U.S. ambassador, there we are, the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. And he was also a skilled botanist. He actually co-founded the institution that we now call the Smithsonian Institute. So, hey, he kind of, you know, knows what he's doing. So anyways, 1828... he took a diplomatic trip to Mexico on behalf of John Quincy Adams. He visited the Taxco area, where he went across all the different areas, and he saw all these brilliant red leaves. And it was an unfamiliar plant to him, but they were all over the place. Now, poinsett here, you know, Joel had a greenhouse at his house in his property in South Carolina. And he said, you know what, I'm going to bring some of these home and I'm going to start studying them and I'm going to start cultivating these plants. Now, as any hobbyist when it comes to the garden, anybody who's ever taken cuttings of anything or seeds or anything, you're going to do a lot at first because you know that it's not going to work out. Well, he did so many, he was giving them out to colleagues, friends, but they were all blooming around Christmas time. So that's how they became, you know, kind of commercialized in the U.S. for Christmas plants. From there, they kind of moved into other areas where, you know, in Pennsylvania, a nurseryman by the name of Robert Boyst began to cultivate them and sell them to the public under their botanical name, Euphorbia pulcherrima. And he helped bring that reputation even more. So it's pretty cool. So just something to think about when it came to the poinsettia that maybe you didn't know before. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll go into more details about the poinsettia and a few others. So stay tuned. Back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, View spousal benefit estimates and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Needed today, as we are giving you live recorded information, but we are keeping it, you know, timely so that you know exactly what's going on this time of year. We've talked a number of things, but we've also been talking about the poinsettia. And really, you know, we talked about who found the poinsettia, right? With it being Joel Roberts Poinsett. But it really didn't get that name until 1836, right? So that's when it really started. Now, if you look into it even further, in the early 1900s, that's when it began to gain popularity. And Paul Eck Sr. developed those poinsettia plants that could be grown indoors and grow in grow pots. Right, so this whole time, a lot of these plants were outdoors in more southern climates. But now, at this point, they're saying, let's get these into something else. We can make something of this. And they began selling them in 1923 at a roadside stand in Hollywood, California. Now, it's just not all movie stars and everything out there. That's where that poinsettia came from. And Paul Eck started Eck Ranch, which today provides nearly 80% of the plants of this poinsettia plant that are bought and sold in the country today. 80% from 1923. That's 100 years ago. 100 years ago this was started, and it's still at 80% of the plants in the country. Now, some other cool little things here, right? It still is one of the most popular plants sold during the holidays, and the best-selling potted plant in the U.S. Usually within a six-week period leading up to Christmas, there are about 35 million poinsettias sold. That's about $250 million in poinsettias sold throughout the country. I mean, that's crazy, right? Now, we talked about how December 12th is National Poinsettia Day, or Poinsettia Day. Well, this came about on July of 2002. And that's when U.S. Congress, you know, decided that this would be the date. And the day would honor Joel Roberts Poinsett, who played the crucial role in making the poinsett into holiday fixture that it is today. So, pretty cool behind it. Now, let's touch base on a few other things. For the longest time, everybody was saying, oh, don't get poinsettias, they're poisonous. Right? They're going to kill your children. And that sap that's in there is just going to, it's going to kill your animals. It's going to kill everybody. Don't get them. Well, that right there, you know, it's a pretty big myth. But not completely. Now, if you wanted to eat your weight in poinsettias, or poinsettias, however you want to say it, at that point, you probably not only want to die from it, you're going to die. Because you have to eat your weight in the bracts to have that happen. So, small children, obviously, and pets are a lot smaller, as I said. And that's why people were saying, these things are happening. There's toxicity in them that is happening. Well, first off, if you let your child eat a poinsettia, it happens. But you're going to catch them before they eat the whole thing. And they're going to be okay. Your pet, you never know. If you left them at home, they might. But the fact of the matter is your dog or cat will really need to eat their weight in poinsettia bracts. So it's not so poisonous, right? The bottom line, poinsettias are not poisonous. There was a huge movement, I believe in the 60s and the 70s. They're poisonous. Don't buy them. So we'll discuss that and more as time permits. We're going to take a break here. So stay tuned for more live information. Back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, continue to hit terrorist targets in Gaza for a third day. The Israelis taking out Hamas tunnels, command centers, and weapons storage facilities in the region. Residents in the southern Philippines recovering from a powerful 7.6 magnitude earthquake. Multiple aftershocks reported. Security video at a grocery store showing everything on the shelves shaking and falling, and people running for their lives. To Iowa now, where former President Trump holding two campaign events, bashing Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis.
I said, Ron, you're dead. You don't have a chance. You're a dead man. If Abraham Lincoln came back from the dead, if George Washington and Lincoln teamed up together and endorsed you, they couldn't do it. He said, sir, the people of Florida love you. They love you. I believe that if you'd endorse me, I could win.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. No phone number needed. We're giving you live information, doing everything we can to keep you up to date in that type of season. But I'm out for a bit, so I wanted to give you some pre-recorded broadcasts. So that's what we're doing right now. We've been talking all about the poinsettia, right? We've gotten to the point now where we're talking about some of the myths, right? Is the poinsettia poisonous, right? You know, back in the 40s, there was a book came out that says Poisonous Plants of Hawaii, and it stated that the milky juice in the leaves were poisonous. And this assertion was based on a case in which a 2-year-old child of an army officer had died eating poinsettia leaves. It also suggests that poinsettia leaves and sap cause intense emesis and catharsis and delirium before death. Now, there's no medical basis for it. And in fact, that author actually retracted the conclusion that the poinsettia killed the child. But at that point, the damage was done. The plant was poisonous to everybody. So, you know, it's just one of those things where there have been so many studies out there, right, where it's stated that they reviewed 22,000 cases of poinsettia exposure reported to the poison control centers and did not find a single fatality recorded. But for the longest time, people were like, don't get them, they're poisonous, they're bad. Another study reported that investigators who fed lab rats up to 500 to 600 poinsettia leaves did not identify any toxic potential from this plant. They were a little fatter at the end of the day, probably weren't as hungry, but they were still alive. So, you get what I'm saying. They're going to, you know, a child or an animal is going to have to eat more than their weight, like a rat. 600 leaves, that's a lot more than their weight. But you get the idea here. They're not bad. But a lot of cool stuff came from this. Just the difference in how, you know, it was brought to the U.S. and how it starts as a weed, right? In the story of Pepita. how it's a weed. And it makes us look at the different things. And obviously there's other meanings to all this, and I'm not going to get into the religious meaning, but it's a religious story, so I read it that way. But it shows that not all weeds are bad, right? Not all weeds are horrible for you or for the yard, right? So I want you to think about that next time you're looking at your yard and seeing something and saying, is that a weed? Right? The true definition is a wild plant growing where it is not wanted and in competition with cultivated plants. That's it. A weed is a plant considered undesirable in a particular situation, growing where it conflicts with human presence, needs, or goals. So we look at weeds and we just say, I need the weed killer and I want it gone. But anything could be a weed. I could look at a rhododendron and say, that's a weed to me. I'm not going to say that, but that you get the idea here. And so it brings us back that when we look at something, in our eyes it might be a weed, but somebody else's it isn't. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? So it's the same thing in our lawn, our gardens. And it all goes back to that point set of being that weed. And now look at what it's done. The one cool thing that I forgot to mention is in Mexico and southern climates, poinsettias grow in the wild and they get like 8 to 10 feet tall. And could you imagine having that in like your yard, as a shrub, right? You know, you've got all these summer flowering and then we got poinsettias that could grow, you know, in the winter and have those red flowers. That would be awesome. That would be so cool to be able to do that and have flowering plants during the winter months outside. In New England, it's definitely not going to happen. But that would be really cool. So that definition of what a weed is, just think about it. Because not everything is a weed to everybody. So, something to think about, something to really look at it and say, when you're looking at the garden, maybe I don't need that weed killer. Maybe I'm just letting it go, and I'm the one who needs to rethink of it. You know, obviously there are some things. We talk about it all season long. We talk about, in the lawn, getting rid of crabgrass. That to us is a weed, even though it's a grass. Some people like it because of the fact that, well, at least the lawn stays green. But they want it gone, right? We talked about clover and how people for the longest time just wanted clover out of the lawn. I mean, there are weed killers out there named chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer. Now, clover and oxalis are pretty close to in relation. We have weed killers out there specifically for it, and now there are vendors who sell white clover, red clover, micro clover, so that you can put them in your lawn. So what once was a weed is no longer a weed, depending upon how you look at it. And again, it all goes back to human preference, needs, and goals. And take that in. To consideration. Take that in for a second. We look at weeds, and if it conflicts our human preference, needs, or goals, we get rid of it. You want to talk about a deeper meaning? I'm not going to get into it, but wow. Anyways, we've been talking about the poinsettia. We've gone off on a little bit of a tangent about weeds because the poinsettia was once a weed. But I want you to be thinking about it next season in your garden. I want you to look at it and say, maybe those plants that are there might be weeds to others, but I'm going to leave them. Because they might be beneficial to some of those insects that are there in the area, right? Maybe it's some of a, you know, bugleweed or an ajuga, right? Same thing. That is in the lawn, but it's flowering early, but we want it gone. Well, that's actually a pollinator plant. Kind of goes crazy. It can have flowers to it, but you can put those anywhere. Again, it's a weed in the lawn, but you can go plant it in your garden, and it's not a weed. It's a perennial. Right, so I really want you to kind of look at that this spring. Look in the lawn. If there's clover in it, say, maybe I'm not going to get rid of it. Because clover doesn't need as much fertilizer. You ever think of that? You ever think about the fact that we put fertilizer down 5-6 times a year? Where clover actually makes its own nitrogen to keep it going. And so it doesn't need as much fertilizer. It can kind of grow in any soil. I mean, that's pretty good stuff. No, obviously, I'm going to give you all the options. I always do. I'm going to give you, you know, a weed killer. I'm going to give you the weed itself to grow. Because I at the end of the day, I believe you guys make the decision of what you want to do in your yard. And I think my father was the same exact way. Obviously, you know, you try to go more towards maybe organic ways of doing things. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, it's your house, not mine. So, you know, just think about it. Just do that extra. Maybe it's not a weed. Look into it. Maybe take a picture of it and go online and see if you can find anything that looks like it and get the name to it. You know, dandelions, right? We want to get rid of dandelions. Dandelions are the worst. They're a pollinator plant. Literally. They're there for some of the bees. You know, maybe it's leave them out, let them go to seed, and then cut them out. There are a number of different things like that. So, I just want to make it known to you that there are others out there, right? Now, something to be thinking about, and I think it's, you know, it'll be out this spring, and it's come out this year. But there's a product by a company named Flawn Seed. Now, Flawn Seed, they have a few different ones. They have a micro clover. They also have a micro clover, like I said. But then they have some individuals like Creeping Thyme or Crimson Clover, White Clover, you know, and that's usually a Dutch White Clover. Then they have one called Bee Lawn, like B-E-E. Then they have a Low Mow Fine Fescue. Now, I'm pretty interested in, and I've been doing research here and there, in regards to some of their products, and one of those products is that Bee Lawn. You look at it, and it's a low maintenance, less mowing, less watering once established, and there's no fertilizer needed. And the best part is, you can just put it right over your lawn, let it spread through the lawn, and build from there. This isn't one where you got to go and use, you know, Roundup to kill the area so you can start fresh. This is one where they actually recommend mowing the lawn to a half inch tall, raking up to loosen the soil, and then shake to spread the seed over the area. Now, they have different sizes. They'll do, you know, a 500-square-foot bag, a 1,000-square-foot bag, 2,500-square-foot. But this is pretty cool, right? And it's not just, you know, there's going to be some clover in it. But it's not just clover. It's, you know, flowering, you know, there's some ajuga in it. There's some, I can't even think of the name here. I'm looking at the picture and I'm like, what is that? The creeping thyme that's in there as well. So it's just something different, something cool to think about. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll go into some more details about this, because I think this is something cool for the spring. And hey, maybe you buy it now as a Christmas present for that special someone who loves doing things like this. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. No phone number needed today, as I am just giving you tons of information that is, you know, ready for this time of year. I'm out for a bit, and I didn't want to have reruns. I wanted to have live content. And so, you know, we've been talking about timely information. We've gone off a little bit on the subject. You know, we brought up weeds, and then I automatically go to the lawn on this. I'm a lawn person and just thinking about it. And I was thinking about this company called Flawn Seed. And you can take a look. It's Flawn, F-L-A-W-N, and then seed, right? They have their own website with tons of information on it. You can buy it in a number of places, too. But they have some really cool different products, right? These are ones that you can literally just add to the lawn. You don't need to remove the entire lawn. This is something that you can put through the whole, you know, just put it over the lawn. You're just going to need to cut the lawn lower. Right? A lot of these have a 2 to 3 week germination period. And then in about 3 to 6 months, they're a full mature plant. And then after that, they will bloom. Right? Some of these, like they have a product called Self Heal, doesn't necessarily need to be mowed once it's put down. Right? They can get just 2 to 6 inches. And so it stays low, and so your maintenance is unnecessary. You don't have to water as much, unless, you know, we get a drought like we did last year. If it's anything like this year, it'll rain all year, and every weekend, and every time you try to do something. But really, just think about this. Something different. One of the cool things of their self-heal, right? The purple flowers, they're going to bloom from June to August, and they actually will help with the pollinators in that area, in your area. Just so cool. Just such cool information. So check them out. It's Flawn Seed. Their website is floweringlawn.com. And I'm sure you'll be able to see it in a lot of garden centers going forward. I know that I purchased it for the spring for Mahoney's Garden Centers. So in, you know, Massachusetts, you'll definitely see it. But, you know, just take a look. Some cool information. They have shakers, and then they have biodegradable packages, right? But, hey, it might be worth trying it in a small area. Less work later on, less fertilizer, less everything. Anyways, just some thoughts. And then there's, you know, that micro clover, the Dutch white clover. A lot of people have been, you know, looking at the Dutch white clover the past couple of years. It's just been white clover. That's what we can get. But then that micro clover has become more popular of recent. Now, micro clover is a perennial, and it will come back, right? But it's going to be small for the first few months. It's going to take some time to germinate, and it's not going to be really much at first. Now, micro clover have white blooms, but they have a touch of pink in the flower. They only get about 2 to 4 inches tall the entire month from May to October. Right? This is one where micro clover is a nitrogen fixer. It replaces lawn fertilizers and reduces the need to mow. Once it's become established, it won't require watering except during drought times. But this, which was once a weed, is no longer a weed. It's a lawn. And again, it can just take over in your lawn. You don't have to kill everything to get to that point. And it's a perennial. It's going to come back. So cool. Such information. Just want to keep talking about it, but I'm going to hit a break. When we get back, we got a couple more hours left in the show. We will do everything we can, as always, to give you information about what to be doing this time of year. And you know, we're going to take a break. We will be back in a few minutes.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.